Okay, at 6:30, I'd like to call to order the September 10th, 2012 meeting of the Planning and Development Commission. Roll call, please.
Begge.
Aye, here.
Hauser. Gast.
Here.
Weigel. Merfeld, absent. Struthers, absent. Miller.
Will be here. Okay, yeah, before you, an agenda. Are there any additions or subtractions or any changes to the agenda? If not, okay, Gast has moved approval. Is there a second? Second over there by Dave. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, we'll go with this agenda. Also, we have in front of us minutes from our last meeting. Everybody had a chance to review those, and are there any additions or changes?
Move approval of the August minutes.
Approval moved by Gast. Is there a second? Second by Couser. Couser. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Okay, the minutes are approved from the last meeting. Old business. We have an old business, so we'll move right into new business. And with that, we have one item on our docket here tonight, Ordinance 03-12, Revisions to the Story County Land Development Regulations, Chapter 4, Base Zone District Designations, and Chapter 10, Conditional Uses. Charlie, would you please give the staff report?
First of all, I hope everybody's got at least a copy of the changes that we're proposing. I didn't put a presentation together because really that was about the only thing I'd be able to put on the slide, so I figured I'd save some time and just kind of go over this verbally here real quick. But as you'll see in the regulations, I think the change that staff is proposing, looking at the ordinance, is quite simple, but in my opinion, the change actually is going to allow for a few things to happen in ways that it currently does not allow for it to happen. As you'll see, this particular amendment request has a lot to do with the new DuPont facility that is going to be located just west of the current Lincoln Way Energy facility out there and located inside the city of Nevada. They contacted Leanne, I think, a few months ago, just asking kind of what they would need to do from a zoning perspective to get these sites up and running. And what those sites are, again, is they're more or less the mass storage of the corn stover bales that they'll be using at the plant. More or less, what they'll do is they'll store these bales off-site in large quantities, and then when the time is ready for them to come to the plant, they'll bring them to the plant. So because of the amount of material of corn stover that they could have at one point, they have preliminarily told us that they could have up to 50 sites that they use for these storage facilities. Doesn't mean they're all going to be located in Story County, but they're trying to keep them as close, I think, to the Nevada facility as they can. The plan for the sites would have four individual stacks of up to 3,000 bales per stack. They would be covered with a tarp to keep the bales dry while they're in storage, and they would not require any structures or buildings to be built. You know, they go on to say that the stacks would be arranged to provide good drainage to keep the stacks dry, and the sites will provide for adequate fire protection from the surrounding fields and the road right away by surrounding the stacks with some permanently seeded grass buffer areas. So again, when they had first contacted us regarding what they needed to do from a zoning perspective, you know, we looked at our ordinance, and really the only thing that we noticed that would apply to something like this would be to rezone all these sites to an A2 agribusiness district. So they would be allowed to be used under the principal permitted use of the storage, retail, or wholesale marketing or processing of agricultural products into a value-added agricultural product. As we had mentioned in the staff report, you know, the rezoning, I think, all these sites to an A2 district really opens up not just the use that they're proposing, but if they were to ever sell the land, you're allowing all those principal permitted uses in the A2 business district to be allowed on these sites, which I don't think is their proposal, but something that Story County obviously wouldn't want, because in the A2 agribusiness kind of opens up for, you know, for example, like an ethanol plant could probably be permitted under an A2 district. The Caramoli plant on Highway 30 there is zoned A2, so again, you could see a more high-scale industrial agricultural development taking place with those A2 agribusiness districts. So with that, we reviewed a few options that we could do to maybe get these to fit in better with the A1 district, so we wouldn't have to do all these 50 individual rezonings, for example. We reviewed the possibility of adding it as a principal permitted use in the A1 district. However, I think with that, we felt that allowing that as a principal permitted use probably wouldn't be in the spirit intent of the land development regulations, as we're going to have concerns with the amount of traffic going on gravel roads here. Going to probably create some conditions on these gravel roads that aren't normal, especially when they're starting to use those individual sites and they're constantly going in and getting these 3,000 corn silver bales out of there at one point. Other things such as fire, obviously, if you look at the interagency comments, our emergency management coordinator, one of his concerns were with the possible fire danger that these could have, and, you know, especially on days like today when there's a high fire danger, and having these large, rather dry corn silver bales out there could potentially be a problem. So we wanted to create a mechanism to where the Planning and Zoning Commission and our Board of Adjustment could review these in a public forum, and at the same time not have the potential consequences of having these all zoned A2. So we decided to add a conditional use, and as you'll know, through conditional use permits, pretty much every concern that we may possibly have on these proposed uses are covered with the conditional use permit, and they've got to prove all the standards of approval that they can meet them, and they've got to implement certain measures to meet those and so forth. So, and obviously, with conditional use permits, the county, the Planning and Zoning Commission, can recommend to the Board of Adjustment to add various conditions of approval to make sure that all those standards are met. So our proposal with that was to add a conditional use permit, and the more or less the language would be the mass storage of agricultural materials to be used in association with an agricultural, agribusiness, commercial, or industrial venture, and where no commerce shall occur, and that last where no commerce shall occur, that was our way to potentially lock down other uses where, you know, we want to make sure that we're not allowing individual businesses to open up here for, you know, individuals to come in and buy stuff off-site and leave. Again, we wanted to keep that kind of, those type of commercial uses more in line with our commercial zoning district. So, I guess it's staff's opinion that this potential language, you know, we kind of wordsmithed it a little bit, kind of went back and forth with some various things on this, but we kind of feel that this will really kind of lock down exactly what they want to do. And as I had also mentioned in the staff report, it's not just going to be for the DuPont facility. There are other things that could fall into this. In the past, anhydrous ammonia storage facilities have had to rezone to that A2 agribusiness district to just have individual storage tanks out there for like the Heart of Iowa Farmers Cooperative and stuff like that, and we really feel that adding this conditional use permit category would allow those uses as well to come in under this. And again, if they're just storing the anhydrous ammonia in the individual tanks and not actually selling on site, again, it's very costly for the county, very costly and time-consuming for the applicant to go through a rezoning process, and a little bit more or less stringent to go through a conditional use permit process. So I think with that, we kind of really feel that this would be the most appropriate way to go. And I covered on the conceptual review, the interagency review comments that we had. The main one being Mr. Morgan's from Emergency Management about the fire protection. The county engineer, Darren Moon, had a few comments as well about some of this, and we just really had to kind of let these people know that we're just adding this category right now. when these individual proposals start coming in. We're going to review these applications individually. Planning and Zoning Commission, you will also be reviewing them a little bit more individually, but we're just right now opening up this potential use for these things to happen. So wanted to let you know that the legal notifications regarding this meeting were published on August 30th. Looking at the standards of approval to approve such a thing, first of all, the proposed amendment shall conform to the Snowy County Development Plan. Really feel like leaving these sites zoned A1 agriculture is going to help actually conform more to the development plan than it would if we were rezoning all these. So I think this particular amendment request really fits in actually with the development plan. And lastly, the proposed amendment shall conform to the scope and purpose of the ordinance, those Story County Land Development Regulations. And I think I outlined that a little bit before, but again, I think that it is conforming to that and is actually fitting in better than what we have on the books right now. So hopefully I've explained it well enough, and if you have any questions, I guess I'd be happy to answer them at this time.
Thank you, Charlie. Before we move on, I'd like to just make a couple comments. Commissioner Miller did arrive just as we started on this. Oh, well. So,
nobody waiting outside.
But anyway, you're here. And the other thing is I did inadvertently skip over public comments, but there was nobody in the audience, so I'll just continue on with that. And at this point, any questions of Charlie?
Yes, a few years ago, a case came before us down in the Maxwell area, south of 210 and west of Highway 65, where we approved a ground storage grain facility because they didn't have room for the storage inside of Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And that came before us. I can't remember, was it a rezoning?
Yep, that was actually a rezoning at A2, yep.
At A2.
Mm-hmm.
This change, since it's talking about mass storage of agricultural materials, would make it so that that type of a request would no longer need to be a rezoning, it would be a conditional use.
So long as there was no, I use the word individual trade going
right,
on.
That case was just the storage.
Yeah.
They put a ring up, they fill it, and then they empty it out and take it away. And
yeah. Again, if there was no commerce going on the site, yeah, it definitely would fit within this. And
so this change would allow those kinds of grain storage facilities, those kinds of grain bins, as long as there's no commercial activity going on
yep.
there, in A1, A2, C, I1, and I2 district. Thank you.
The word material. Okay, how broad is that going to be applied? Let's say we have a cabinet-making manufacturing company. And so they get in a truckload of wood to make these cabinets. And they don't have space in their building or on their land. And so they want to store it out here. Would that be acceptable?
Well, obviously we're looking for agricultural materials, but one thing to probably emphasize with this type of process, too, is that ultimately it's up to the Board of Adjustment to approve or deny these individual requests when they come in with a recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission. I think our staff report to the Commission, depending on what exactly was taking place and all the factors that were involved in such a request, we'd be able to tell you if we think it's agricultural material or not. But again, ultimately, it's up to you to recommend to the Board of Adjustment and up to the Board of Adjustment to ultimately approve or deny based off if they feel it's appropriate and fits within
okay.
that language.
Okay.
Adding the word locally grown agricultural material?
Well, where is this grass coming from? It's not, I mean, is it within a 50-mile radius or we don't know?
Locally grown would give wiggle room so that if 50 miles might be locally grown.
or in the state of Iowa could be locally grown.
Yeah. But state of Washington would not be.
Yeah.
But that would certainly be something that would fast and then have the ability to
narrow it down.
Either narrow it down or at least point out that that was an intent. But maybe that's not your
interest. I don't know about that.
The only thing I would... Go ahead.
The only problem I have with it, I'm an old farmer. Cows or cattle has a lot of stacks. I've had stacks. Are we headed down a slippery slope where pretty soon you're going to make farmer days, so I'm going to get a permit to put round bales?
See,
up.
And...
Well,
That's
but,
the,
but see, on this, does DuPont own this right now, or is it the farmer? Because it came off that farmer's field. DuPont doesn't own all that ground. It came off a farmer's field, and there's that.
Yeah, I thought they were leasing the land that it was going on.
When does ownership change to Farmer Joe to DuPont? So are we just making a big mole?
I don't think so, and that's the key thing here, and again, something that we kind of struggled with in doing this, in balancing the whole state code 335.2, which I'm assuming you all learned about this afternoon, maybe not, I don't know, but the agricultural exemption factor in state code, and, you know, would this fit into it or would it not? Obviously, by us drafting this language, I think staff is leaning to a little bit more. It doesn't, because it's actually more for a business venture and not your traditional agriculture. But yeah, then you start speaking to us, or to go to courts or something like that. You know, when does the exchange take place and what's taking place on that? So, but I really think what we're trying to do here, although we do say agricultural venture, which, you know, I think could be interpreted that way. And maybe if we just struck the whole agricultural and just did agribusiness, commercial and industrial venture on that, maybe be a little bit more appropriate. But I really don't think we are. And again, you know, agricultural exemption is going to lead to a lot of that. And we're not looking, personally, I don't think we're looking to try to regulate those individual stacks. Yeah, it's mainly our biggest concern, again, I think when we looked at this was just, you know, from one day when they're moving all these 3,000 bales on there, what that can potentially do to gravel roads. And other factors, and I think that's what we're really trying to mitigate and somewhat control. So.
That's a problem with road control.
And again, there's a lot of...
What?
Very, very broad.
This really only applies to businesses like DuPont.
And that's what we're really trying to, yeah. Yeah, and I think from staff standpoint, that's exactly what we're trying to conquer. But, you know, from a planning standpoint, you've also got to plan ahead, and obviously, you know, 20 to 30 years down the road, I hope that we're not all the same people here, but we could be, who knows.
Okay.
But yeah, you've got to make sure that it's at least interpreted in a way that we intended it to be interpreted at this time, and it continues to be interpreted that way. So,
what about if we took out the word agricultural and simply in association with an agribusiness, commercial or industrial venture?
Yeah,
which would definitely say business.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to pin me to the wall on, you know, I sold corncob bales out of that.
Sure.
Legally.
But I think that would do some clarification.
Not if they don't be refusal. But if they say that my corporation is a farm business enterprise and not just little blow up being the farmer, then I'd be a problem.
Yeah. But right now, your business, your farming corporation falls under the your farm corporation falls under the broad rules of farming with the state of Iowa. So if we took that one word out, it could narrow it down to businesses not 100% involved in farming.
Which word?
Agricultural. Mass storage of agricultural materials to be used in association with an agribusiness, commercial, or industrial venture.
Okay.
The second agricultural.
Yeah, I think it might.
Because I'm the chair and I kind of like to follow process, this is the questioning part. And so if there's any more questions of Charlie, let's ask them now.
Oh, I have one more.
Okay, ask a question.
Is there 40 spots that they're looking at this story?
They gave the number of potentially up to 50.
Okay, let's use the number 40. So is 40 times, will there be 40 occasions that this issue is going to come up?
No, I don't think so. And what I would hope that would happen there, and I think what we could do is if they were to pick out 20 right away that they wanted to do, I think we could issue the same conditional use permit on all 20 sites and just have the individual legal descriptions, parcel numbers listed on that conditional use permit. I'm hoping that's what takes place.
Yeah, I hear you.
But wind farm, yeah, except that was more kind of a contained area where this one, I think you could call it, seeing a bunch of dots all over the county.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just curious, that one. I mean, it has nothing to do with your wording. I was just curious.
Any other questions with Charlie? Hearing none, public input? Hearing none, I think the applicant, I don't see an applicant here, so
we are the applicant.
Okay. At this point, I guess we would move into discussion, which we might have already been there.
Ready for a motion?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I make a motion that we change the wording to mass storage of agricultural materials to be used in association with an agribusiness, commercial, or industrial venture, and where no commerce shall occur.
That
eliminates the second of the agricultural words.
And that motion is to go into the ordinance.
Excuse me. I didn't hear you. What did you say?
The motion would be then that is placed into the ordinance.
Okay.
Okay, with that wording. Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Moved by Miller, seconded by Gass. Okay, and we are open for discussion.
I think this change helps clarify in what we're doing, not and reduce confusion for individual farmers who also may be agricultural businesses. So I think it's a good change.
I think it's a good motion. I originally was kind of a little bit concerned that it was aimed at DuPont, but I think it's got a much broader scope than that, and I am all for making life easier and getting rid of red tape. So I think this is great. Nancy, anything?
Just Nancy.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, let's vote. Roll call, please.
Weigel? Miller?
Yay.
Gass?
Yes.
Hauser? Deggie?
Yes. And the motion carries.
Days and two yeses.
Yeah.
It'll work.
Okay, the ayes and yeses have it. Other business. Anything else, Charlie? Okay. Commission comments. Nancy, you want to start over here? Okay. And nothing for me?
Nothing.
Okay.
It was a good training session.
Yes.
It was a good training session. I appreciate that, too. Staff comments?
I don't believe Leon had this one out. So, what was on the agenda last month? It was just that Carson rezoning, I think, and I know that has pass the supervisors on first consideration. I believe second consideration is tomorrow. I think that's all. That might have been on last month.
That's a minute, Chair. Was it just Carson?
No. So we're on our way to getting that one finished up, hopefully, by next Tuesday at the latest.
Okay, thank you. And the date of our next meeting is?
October 1st.
October 1st.
Back to 5:30.
At 5:30. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So
moved. By Gass.
Second.
Second by Couser. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 6:55.